it's October this week, apparently, scarily enough. And NaNoWriMo, the National Novel Writing Month, takes place in November, which means I've got a month to start prepping, because this year I'm going to do it and I'm going to complete it. Hopefully. Anyway, coincidentally, my blog host is about to expire the year, what's it, I have to pay, and I'm kind of thinking it might be nice to move on from my current blog through the eyes of a journalist, because I don't really feel like a journalist anymore. I do write for magazines occasionally, but it's not the same as it used to be. And I just, with my disability, I'm having problems doing it. You know, I get my sort of X number of hours a week, fine, but it just doesn't seem to be as sort of financially viable as it once was. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to continue as of next April, but I'll sort of see how that goes, basically. So I was sort of playing around with a new blog, because it basically would be cheaper for me in my financial hardship to just start a new blog. So I changed the formatting of my current one just to see what it would look like, and I quite like it. It's just a matter of, well, okay, what am I going to do? Do I want to change? And I'm like, yeah, I think I do. So I came up with the name Pen, Ink, Camera and Keyboard, and I quite like that because it does focus more on, I want something that's focused on more on me as a writer, because I'm trying to do this book on Japan. It's going slowly, but I'll get there eventually. I'd like to try and write fiction properly in a way that, you know, could lead to something. And of course, NaNoWriMo is the obvious place to do that. Shrivener helps as well. Love Shrivener. So I just kind of wonder that maybe it's sort of time to, you know, rip pages out of that chapter and start a new one. So I'm kind of mulling over starting this new website. It's not going to be tech flashy. It's not going to have all the widgets and gadgets and stuff. It's just going to have a nice ink stainy theme that I found, you know, be focused more on words, more on audio content, more on video stuff. Just try and because I'm going to try and dictate a lot more because it's just got difficult to write. Spelling mistakes, it makes me uncomfortable, you know. And it's just a visual thing. I have, my friend said it's word recognition. It's basically my brain filling in the gaps. And unfortunately, I'm spelling the words wrong. My brain's seeing them and thinking, yes, that's right. It's covering over my errors and I don't see it until I read it back. So I'm going to try dictating. I've got Max Speech Dictate, and I'm hoping to upgrade to the Dragon version, simply because I use it quite a lot. So I'm trying to think about how I work and how I do things, basically. But yeah, I'm going to take my iPad this afternoon. I've got an idea for a novel that I want to do for NaNoWriMo. It's a different one. It's a different one every year, actually, but I never quite finish it. This one is much more complicated, much more sort of epic, and I've been sort of writing on and off the last year. But I actually want to get some of the bones down first, because it feels messy. And plus I want to actually, spend some decent time doing something, you know, useful. I think I'm going to change my focus. I've stopped really calling myself a journalist now. I'm more a writer, because that covers so many more areas. It's a lot more forgiving. It's a lot more fluid, and it does sort of cover a load and load of sins, basically, because you can be everything. I'm gonna probably let my domain lapse, and go from there. Basically, I just get the impression it's the sort of cleverest thing to do. Bear with me, transition and all that. I'll still be putting audio booths up, which is fine. I love audio booths. I'm never gonna stop doing that. Especially as there's a widget, loving the widget. I just need to find a way of having a sticky post that I can sort of stick at the top. That won't change, they'll just have audio booths. That aside, I've got it all cleaned up in, what's the word? Sidebar, that's the one. So yeah, I'm going to sort of think about doing that at some point this week, and go from there, basically. It's going to be messy, but we'll get there. Anyway, I'll be back later. Bye!